dictation for Richard Schaeffer, S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R, September 2237, addressed as a letter, Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 8755168. Dear Dr. Freestone, consultation for Mr. Schaeffer, who has advanced renal failure, recent problems of iron deficiency anemia, and severe aortic stenosis, congestive heart failure. Didn't see a doctor for a number of years, has established care with you, lives at home with wife, which is dependent on him, isolated nose bleeding, he denies blood in the stools or melanotic area, he believes his weight and appetite is the same, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, tongue nocturia 2-3 times, still has the prostate, no cloudiness of blood or infection or incontinence, presently no edema, mobility is very restricted. He blames this to severe knee arthritis, for what he wears, he uses a wheelchair, denies claudication symptoms, but mobility is restricted, no discolor of the toes or edema, no ulcers, denies anti-inflammatory agents. There is some degree of dyspnea, no palpitation syncope, no falling episode, no loss of consciousness, denies orthopnea PND, no major cough sputum production, some bruises of the skin, isolated nose bleeding, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for hypertension, although was not taking medications for a long period of time, a new diagnosis of aortic stenosis. According to records, left-sided retinal artery thrombosis. An episode of shingles, is not aware of prior kidney disease, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies prior coronary artery disease, heart problems are new, denies rheumatic fever endocarditis, no pacemaker, no TIAs or stroke, no gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, liver disease, no kidney stones, denies pneumonia. Next paragraph, he chews tobacco, minimal smoking. Next paragraph, presently no drinking alcohol. Used to drink moderate amount, discontinued 30, 40 years ago. Next paragraph, no allergy. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, surgeries including tons of adenoids. Never had a colonoscopy. Next paragraph, medications include aspirin and iron replacement. Next paragraph, physical exam, weight 177, height 69 inches tall. He's able to get out of the wheelchair into the examining table. His mobility is restricted, bending over, squatting. He says legs are weak. Blood pressure 138/90 on the right, 150/90 on the left. Alert orientation 3, no gross respiratory distress, normal speech, mild decreased hearing, normal eye movements, minor carotid bruise, no palpable lymph nodes, thyroid, no gross JVD, lungs distant clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, has a systolic ejection murmur, no arrhythmia pericardial rap, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, ascites, liver spleen or bruise, no gross knee deformity or effusion. I don't see gross edema, pulses palpable but decreased. Limitations of movement of lower extremities, but no focal deficit. Next paragraph. The only chemistry is available from September creatinine 2.4 for a GFR of 25, November 2.2 for a GFR of 28. Presently, sodium potassium acid base is normal. Calcium albumin, normal, phosphorus low at 2.3, present GFR 28 is stage 4. Recent low ferritin 10 with an iron saturation 4%. At that time, hemoglobin was 8.6 with an MCV low at 68. RDW increased at close to 19. Normal white blood cell platelets. Since then, hemoglobin has improved. I don't see any stool sample for blood. I don't have a urine analysis. There is an echocardiogram, October 2022. Ejection fraction mildly decreased, 45-50%. Moderate mitral regurgitation, severe aortic stenosis. A peak gradient of 64, mean gradient of 40. Left ventricle is mildly dilated. There is also dilated left atrium. Review the note from cardiology. Dr. Cho, T-H-O. They mentioned the retinal vein occlusion on the left eye, the severe aortic stenosis, right bundle branch plaque, chronic kidney disease. They would like to proceed with cardiac cath with hydration to prevent IV contrast-induced nephropathy, to rule out coronary artery disease and potentially TVAR, TVAR. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one. CKD stage 4, likely representing hypertension, atherosclerosis, kidney ultrasound to be obtained. Given his age, we need to rule out urinary retention and enlargement of the prostate. Clinically stable, blood pressure high, not low, no gross arrhythmia, no evidence of pulmonary edema, no pericarditis, no encephalopathy. We'll see also what the urine analysis shows in terms of activity for blood, protein, or cells. My suspicion for glomerulonephritis vasculitis is very low. Next number, iron deficiency anemia. Stool samples should be done, and discussions about colonoscopy diagnostic to also be entertained, as this might influence other procedures for other medical issues. Next number, severe aortic stenosis. Next number, moderate mitral regurgitation. Next number, hypertension. Next number, lower extremity weakness. He blames this to arthritis, knees. I couldn't elicit any discomfort, tenderness on the palpation of the spinal lumbar area, but other diagnosis needs to be considered. Next number, hypertension not well controlled. Next paragraph, comments. He has a complex issues that one medical problem affects the other. I agree with Dr. Cho that I think he needs further workup for his heart to rule out coronary artery disease, potential procedural repair of the aortic valve stenosis. I explained to the patient the risk, including IV contrast exposure, atheroemboli, vascular complications. I will not be surprised if his kidneys are small and potentially renal artery stenosis. The workup as indicated above for iron deficiency. Hopefully there is no malignancy. And his lower extremity weakness is not related to any potential metastasis or bone disease. All questions answered to follow with you end of dictation.